All right. It is 11:58. We're going to reconvene, bringing us to the last few items on the agenda. Item number 27, discussion for possible action. First reading of bill number 139, ordinance number 24-327, an ordinance adding article 3, district number 2, to chapter 3.5 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District number 2 and providing for other properly related matters. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record, Chairman. What we have here in front of us today is just a first reading of an ordinance. It's just to become a little bit familiar with a document that's in front of you that's a draft. And we recognize that there's going to be sufficient time for the board and members of the public and others to review this document between now and second reading. Changes can happen to the document, probably will happen to the document between first and second reading. And I'll talk about a timeline a little bit later, but second reading is anticipated to happen on February 20th. There might even be an opportunity in between now and then to have another discussion about this for the public without action. I'll get to that timeline and ask the board for a recommendation at that point in this. So here goes the siren. If you want, we'll wait for that.
Only you can hear it.
Okay. And if it's not an issue, I'll go ahead and proceed. So at this point, I'm going to give a presentation. Again, it's really just to get you and the public orientated to what we have in front of us. And I'm going to go slowly and really just talk about what the purpose is and what is going on here in front of us for a first reading of this article. And Ann Langer and Brian Brown, as well as Jennifer McCain, have been working very closely as a team with us on this. So I welcome anybody to interject at any time. That's kind of the purpose of this. So what I am going to ask is if the clerk's office... Mr. Hindle, how do you want to do the screen share? Do you want to do a screen share or do you want to run the PowerPoint from your office and I say proceed forward?
I'm bringing it up right now.
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
There it is.
Everybody can see that now?
We do. At least I do. All right.
Just let me know when you want to go.
Okay. Go ahead and go next. Okay, so what's being requested today are two items. We're on the first one for this agenda right now. It's to add Story County Code 3.50, Article 3, creating an Economic Diversification District 2. Article 1 is Economic Diversification District 1 that is already in existence. And the second item that ties a little bit in with this, which is the next agenda item that we'll discuss more in depth then, is a government services agreement. And the purpose of it is to defray costs that the county might incur as a result of the Economic Diversification District, number 2 in this case. Go ahead and go to the next slide, please. So really the criteria of an SB1 abated qualification here is if a company comes in to a county in Nevada and they invest $3.5 billion in capital improvements, and they create a necessary number of jobs, and the jobs have an average wage that meets the criteria of SB1 and the Governor's Office of Economic Development, that company would receive tax abatements, and they would be as follows. For 10 years, real property, which is the dirt and its buildings, would be 100%. Personal property or things that are usually inside buildings, like equipment, robots, and things like that, that would be 100% for 10 years, and then sales and use tax that it would be for a 20-year period of time. Please go to the next slide. So for Economic Diversification District number 2, what we're being proposed to add to the county ordinance has a definition. And really what the definition is focused on is expansion activities. I'm not going to go into too much at this time, but you recognize there is activity occurring at the Tesla Gigafactory area now. and that's under Economic Development District or Diversification District number one. There's going to be new properties and new buildings and new things that are going to be happening that are going to be called expansion improvements. And those expansion improvements are going to be subject to District number two. That is the Economic Diversification District two. I'll call it District two from this point forward. And that includes real property like buildings and personal property improvements like robots and racking made to District two on or after specific dates in the ordinance. And then you'll have time between now and second reading to look at those dates, because there's a couple different dates applicable to different areas. And I'll explain those in a map later. And I think you'll understand why there's more than one date. It does not include real property that's leased by the participant, in this case, Tesla. And it also does not include personal property that's used for the maintenance or the replacement of property in the Gigafactory 1 or the Economic Diversification District number 1. And also, in some instances, would include land, but anywhere where it involves Economic Diversification District 1, that land will be non-abated. They'll be paying taxes on it because that district will come to a close. And the burden rests on the lead participant, Tesla, to establish an improvements to real property and personal property or expansion improvements. What that means is if there's there a building there that exists currently after July 1 would become taxable, but they might do an addition to that building, and we would be working with the lead participant to classify that addition as District 2. I'm ready for the next slide, please. And then we're going to talk about the geographic areas, and I think this will be helpful in kind of us understanding what we're talking about. Go ahead and go to the next slide, please. So here's the overall proposed Economic Diversification District 2, and it has different areas. This could all just be one geographic area like something was in 2014, but there's different rules that apply to different areas here. So it's important that we break them all up into subunits. And those subunits are going to be Milan, Electric, New West, Viewshed, and Main. The reason for those names is it makes sense and it's easy to understand. There is no book that is telling us that these are the names they have to be. And so let's go ahead and go to the next slide. And we're going to look at each of these items individually. So all we're doing in these next slides is breaking down what we just saw. So let's start with Milan. This is an area that is brand new territory to an SB1 $3.5 billion abatement project. This was never part of District 1 for the Gigafactory 1. However, there's buildings in here that already exist. And so we have to really look at this area specifically and make sure that expansion includes only new stuff being created by Tesla. And some of the buildings that exist here have been here for some time and were created by other parties. So this area is going to have basically structures existing before December 1 will be taxed. And expansions, new buildings, robots and equipment, or maybe even expansions to those existing buildings, that will receive those abatements we talked about after November 30. The next one, go and go to the next subunit. Next slide, please. Okay, it looks similar, which it is, but you'll notice that little red box. That is another area of interest. This is actually a portion of Electric Avenue that was dedicated to Tesla. They own it. The guard shack is on this. There's a couple, light poles, and there's a row. That stuff existed prior to what we're doing today, so it will become taxable. But the new stuff, if they create something new on their brand new building, things like that, that would become abated. I'm ready for the next slide, please. This is another area, same map, nothing's changed, just another sub area. The reason we call it New West is because it's new and it's in the West. So we try to keep things as simple as possible here. This is brand new territory. It's never been built on. It doesn't have any major improvements on it to our knowledge at this point. And it was never part of that District 1, the Gigafactory 1. So this area would actually receive land abatements as well as abatements to new buildings, equipment, robots, anything that happens in there. So structures existing before December 1 would be taxed if there happened to be any, but we don't believe there are at this time. And structures built after November 30 will be abated. I'm ready for the next slide, please. So this is Main and Viewshed, two sub areas. These are important to really understand. So let's start with the easy one, EDD2 Viewshed. This is located within the same area as Economic Diversification District 1, but there is no commingling, there's no blending, there's no interrelation whatsoever between Economic Diversification 1, which currently exists for Gigafactory 1, and the new one that we're proposing today, 2. But they happen to overlap. And where a reason that would be is if there happen to be buildings and equipment on Viewshed that exist, then those would become taxable after July of this year. And if there's new stuff occurring on there for the next 10-year period, those would be abated. And there's the outline there for you. Now let's go to Maine. Maine is not really a lot different than Viewshed, but it's also part of Economic Diversification District 1, but it is underneath the, you have Economic Diversification District 2 coming into Maine. Again, no mingling, no interrelation, no blending, none of that. They're totally separate, even though the maps, there's one on top of another. The difference between Maine and Viewshed is what's going to come next. Take a look at it when I ask for the next slide. Go ahead. There's a couple of things that exist on Maine. One is the Gigafactory 1, and another one to the left is a test site. So what we have here is on Maine, this is going to be Economic Diversification District 2, but there's a lot of stuff on there that already exists from the original 2015 approval of the Gigafactory. That stuff is going to become taxable after July. The land on all of this area that you see, both Maine and Viewshed, will become taxable after July. But we got a couple areas that we have to figure out. How do we deal with the existing Gigafactory, and how do we deal with that test site to make sure that we're not blending and confusing things, but there might be some expansion activities that occur in here. How do we deal with that? Expansions becoming abated while the original Gigafactory is not abated. So I'm going to go to the next slide, and what we're going to look at is kind of like subunits inside those two bubbles that you saw. So here's Maine. Here's the big Gigafactory. Same thing we saw in the oval a moment ago. This is off limits. It's an island. That whole thing is going to become taxable after July. But there's a but. A couple areas inside here where expansion activities are going to be allowable and where they're very clearly defined. And the next slide will explain that, please. Okay, same thing, except we're carving this little island up. Same picture, we're not looking at anything new here. There's an equipment area that you see inside that box. There's not really much existing inside that. And that would be an area where this expansion would be allowed, and those expanded activities would be abated. The dirt underneath it is going to become taxed after July. The new building that might exist in there, or new equipment, or robots, or racking, whatever, would be abated. Next slide, please. Okay, this is the same exact picture. We're not looking at anything different, except there's two sub areas. One is the north parking lot, the big white box, and the other one is the south parking lot that you see with a white box pointing to it. Those are areas right now that just include parking lots. There's asphalt. If nothing happens to these areas for the next 10 years, the asphalt gets taxed, there's light poles in there, they get taxed, and the dirt is taxed. If they expand in there and create new buildings and new improvements, the new improvements become abated. They're Economic Diversification District 2. The land underneath always stays taxed. That never changes. That's a subunit area. Next slide, please. So this is one, it's we're going to go back inside the Gigafactory. You're looking at the same picture on the left. Nothing's changed. There is an area inside the Gigafactory area that is an office right now. It's really being utilized with chairs and tables and computers. There's not a lot of activity occurring. And there's a small area with a cafeteria. There's a request to go ahead and carve out about an 80,000 square foot area, which sounds big, but compared to the size of this building, it isn't. They would like to expand robots and equipment and factory stuff into those office spaces. This would be another carve out. If they do nothing for 10 years and leave an office space in a cafeteria, nothing changes. All of that becomes taxed for 10 years. If they change it to expansion, meaning they put robots and equipment and factory stuff in this area, that factory equipment would become abated. The building, the ground, the dirt, and the structure does not lose abatements. It will be taxed, or I will say it does lose abatements. It will be taxed. Only the additions, the equipment in this area would be abated, Economic Diversification District 2. Next slide, please. And this is the last carve out. You remember we talked earlier, there was the Gigafactory area with that yellow sparkle. Now we're over at the main area. This is the carve out for the testing area. Pretty self-explanatory. These things exist already. That equipment, buildings, the solar farm, everything, and the dirt are all going to pay taxes in July 1st. If expansion occurs in this area, that expansion would be allowed to become abated. If they tear everything out and start over, that expansion area still would come in here, would become abated while the dirt remains taxed. This is not a very big area. We don't expect this to be very impactful here, but it is important. Next slide, please. So the next steps, go ahead and go to the next slide, please. These are really the proposed next steps. There is time for us to discuss this further with you and the public, as well as with the lead participant. February 6th, today, we're asking for action just to take first reading of Story County Code 3.50, Article 3, creating Economic Diversification District 2. Then it doesn't become regulation at that point. Normally, we would jump right to the February 20th. Meeting, the regular meeting of the next commission, and that would be for second reading. There's an opportunity that's come our way, however, is Clerk Treasurer Hindle has prepared a special meeting of the Board of County Commissioners to canvass the vote, and we thought it'd be a great opportunity if this board agrees that we would have a non-action workshop just to go over any questions that you and the public have after reading these documents thoroughly. We'll be able to provide more correspondence along the way as well to provide clarification, plus any changes that might happen to the draft. We could go ahead and just hear that and discuss it on February 6th. And then hopefully we would all be prepared and comfortable with action one way or another on February 20th. Next slide, please. And then here's the recommended motions. For today, the first one, we're on agenda item at the top right now, not on the bottom. And it is just, to create Economic Diversification District 2 by adopting this article in first reading only. And other than a closure page, I don't have anything else. I'm happy to receive any questions or take notes in preparation for the next commission meeting.
Thank you for that, County Manager Osborne. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments at this time?
I do not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments at this time?
No, I don't. I don't have any questions or comments specific to the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any public comment?
Oh, sorry. I only have one thing to add, Jay.
Okay.
Yay, Langer. I should have used my little hand. The only thing I would say is, Austin, if you could go back to the original slide on Milan.
Okay.
I think you said this, but I just want to make sure.
No problem.
That it's clarified.
It'd be that one. Okay.
Right. So at least my understanding of these buildings at this point are all leaseholds, and all the buildings that are leaseholds on Milan are not going to be abated. It's only the contents of the buildings that would be abated. So any leaseholds are not abated under EDD2.
As well as existing buildings, regardless, because they were existing before EDD2.
Right. So just wanted to clarify that for you. And Austin, before we take a motion, just if you could read the title of the ordinance into the record.
I'd be happy to. When you're ready, you. Mr. Chairman, I'll be happy to read that.
Yeah, please, County Manager, go ahead.
So I'll read this into the record. This is Bill number 139, Ordinance number 24-327. It is an ordinance adding Article 3, District number 2, to Chapter 3.50 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District number 2 and providing for other properly related matters.
Thank you. So I'm going to go now to public comment. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I will. I actually do have a question or two that came to mind, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
County Manager Osborne, my first question just has to do with clarifying the date of applicability for this. You referenced November 30th, December 1st. I'm assuming that's in the year that just passed. Is that what we're using as our cutoffs for what is pre-EDD2 and what would be covered under it?
I'd be happy to, Commissioner Mitchell, Austin Osborne, for the record. So there's a couple dates in here. There are some things that change over in July 1st or June 30th. And those are explained in the draft ordinance. And then those items you're talking about, that where November 30 ends and December 1 begins, that would be the time that we believe that this EDD2 would become effective for some other properties. Those properties that had nothing ever to do, I want to be really clear, those properties that are not located within geographic areas of Economic Diversification District 1, those like Milan and New West, those are areas that automatically would occur in December or after November 30th. And then there's some areas that are in and around that gigafactory that the program might become effective in July 1st to eliminate any potential confusion between one and another. I hope that's clarifying your question.
I'm still not clear on what year we're talking about. Is that retroactive to this past November and December or for the upcoming November and December?
Correct. It is retroactive. So it'll be December 2023. And anything that you see is June, July, that is 2024.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to clarify. I guess my other question as far as time frame goes is this. Tesla has been a great partner for us in Story County, and I find all of their requests reasonable as far as carve-outs and those kind of things. And I certainly have no desire to inconvenience them or delay their plans in any way. That being said, I'm still hearing rumblings that some in the executive branch of the state of Nevada don't feel like we should receive the eventual tax revenue when these abatements expire. And as the only jurisdiction, the only local jurisdiction that's hosted and dealt with this level of abatement, we've learned some things from the first one. And it wasn't easy to make it through those first 10 years. And my biggest fear is that the state will make a decision to pull the rug out from under us and change the deal down the road on this. And if that happens, how do we in good conscience sign up for an agreement that we can't rely on? So, why would any local jurisdiction take on the enormous amount of work and staff time that that our extremely capable staff and elected officials have been putting in on this, if there's no reasonable expectation that the terms will remain in place and be honored. So I guess the question that I have is there time within the time frame that you've laid out between first and second reading for us to see, to seek some sort of assurances that we're not going to get thrown under the bus at some point? Or can we do that within the time frame that's laid out? Or is there a window to that's, again, not going to inconvenience Tesla and their partners, that we can try to figure out and get on more firm, stable ground as far as that goes?
I think, Commissioner Mitchell, I think the answer is there is time between now and second reading, as well as during that special meeting, for us to discuss those things. We will be able to share some more documentation with the board and the public here between now and then as well, so we can have that discussion at that time. And we'll take note of that for the moment.
Well, from my perspective, and I'm just one of the members of the board, but I'm comfortable going ahead with the first reading at this point. But that is a concern for me, and is something that I don't know if it's even possible for us to, given the balance of power and mostly being a Dillon's rule state, you know, there may be no assurances that everything will stay the same. The legislature could change its mind tomorrow, but that's a concern on my mind.
You got valid concerns, Vice Chairman Mitchell. I think at this point, though, like you said, I mean, I think we just approved this first reading, and we unfortunately are just going to have to continue to be on top of it. You know, if the state does decide to go back on its original agreement, then, you know, I guess we just have to do what we have to do. But with that said, are you comfortable making a motion?
I'm happy to make a motion. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading, adding Article 3, District 2 of Chapter 3.50 to the Story County Code, creating Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2 and providing for other properly related matters.
I'll second that motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 25, this discussion for possible action, consideration of possible action to approve the governmental services agreement for Story County Economic Development Diversification District Number 2 between Story County and Tesla, defraying county costs, providing law enforcement, administration, infrastructure, and other services to EDD 2. This item will be continued to the next board meeting following discussion and public comment.
All right, Austin Osborne for the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commission. What we have in front of us really at this point, just like I said earlier, there's going to be time between today and the February 20th meeting, as well as potentially for just open discussion on February 16th during that Canvas the Vote board meeting for us to discuss things further. We are in negotiations with Tesla right now and aren't ready to provide a draft government services agreement just yet. We have some work to do. But to let you know what a GSA is, a government services agreement accompanies an economic diversification district, really for the purpose of offsetting or defraying the costs that the county has to endure to respond to the needs of a participant while that participant is receiving tax abatements. Then those services could be infrastructure, sheriff services, roads, administration, assessor's office, whatever we need it to be. So we are in those negotiations. There's positive forward movement. And we believe that a draft will be ready for you and the public shortly that we can discuss at that February 16th potential discussion-only workshop. And then that'll give you also time to digest what is discussed at that meeting between that and February 20, where we may ask for action.
Thank you for that, County Manager Osborne. Commissioner Gumman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell. Any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment? Not seeing any, because I'm feeling a little bit off the wall today. Regards to your last comment in the last agenda item, maybe we can just ask our folks at Tesla to keep pushing the state's buttons to make sure they don't come after our revenue. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Did I ask for public comment? I'm sorry.
You did.
All right, thank you.
After discussion and comments, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue to the February 20th, 2024 meeting of the Board of Story County Commissioners this governmental services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2, EDD 2, between Story County and Tesla, Inc., defraying county costs, providing law enforcement, administration, infrastructure, and other services to EDD 2.
And Mr. Chairman, may I ask if one additional word be added to that, or one additional to continue to the February 2024 meeting is fine. Also, we ask to continue this to the February 16, 2024 meeting for discussion only, if you would like to incorporate that into your motion.
Very good. I further move to continue this. Well, if we're continuing it to the 16th meeting, then would that be the motion instead? Because at that point, we'd then continue it on to the 20th meeting?
Yes.
All right. So I'll retract my previous motion and replace it with this one. After discussion and comments, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to continue to our February 16th, 2024 special meeting of the Board of Story County Commissioners, this governmental services agreement for Story County Economic Diversification District Number 2 between Story County and Tesla, Inc., defraying county costs, providing law enforcement, administration, infrastructure, and other services to EDD 2.
For discussion only.
Oops. Well, if we do it for discussion, then do we have the option to continue it to the 20th meeting?
Yes.
Typically that, takes a motion.
You're fine, but so your action would be to continue it until the 20th instead of the discussion only. So you're fine. Very good. I'm good with that.
Mitchell, for clarification, the ordinance required two readings. The government services agreement doesn't. We put this up now as a courtesy to the public and you, so you're prepared ahead of time.
I think it's good.
Okay. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 29. This is the second and final time during this meeting that we're going to take public comment. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment. On to item number 30, adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 12:32. Truly appreciate everyone's attendance, and we will catch up with you in a couple weeks. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.